More recently, we published a validation in the British Columbia data set in the European Journal of Surgical Oncology. Over 3,000 women diagnosed in British Columbia between 1999 and 2003. And what we did in that validation was we compared the estimated 10-year survival, overall survival and breast cancer-specific survival from PREDICT and adjuvant with the actual outcomes of those patients. And what we showed was that both models, both adjuvant and PREDICT, provided accurate estimates of 10-year survival that were comparable even with the mode of detection switched off. And I think it's worth highlighting that point, that that piece of information was not available in the British Columbia data set. So we had to switch that off in the PREDICT model. But even allowing for that, these models were comparable.